Could you talk us through the key points of what is called the transitional regime from the end of 2023, please?
With respect to the non-habitual resident regime, the NHR, which ended in the 1st of January 2024, when the law has changed in the way to end this regime, it was introduced transitional period or regime that on one side guarantees the rights and the expectations of those who were registered as NHR until 2023. Mm-hmm. So they can keep applying the regime for the 10-year period counting from the initial registration in Portugal. So that grandfather clause was foreseen. But the idea was also to introduce a kind of guarantee for those who started the process of changing or moving to Portugal during 2023 or even before, but did not complete the registration for tax purposes in 2023. Then this transitional regime allowed that even registering for tax purposes in 2024 can still benefit from the regime if certain conditions are met. For example, having a rental agreement or a promissory agreement signed until October 2023. Having, for example, other types of contracts related with real estate, or even having a employment contract or secondment agreement already concluded. Those situations are foreseen in this transitional regime. And, well, it's the only option available for those who do not complete the registration until 2023 to get this NHR.
Okay, fantastic. So, you know, just to kind of quickly summarize, it wasn't a situation where people were left high and dry. If it is that you had begun to make concrete steps to establish yourself in Portugal, employment contract, rental contract, maybe even reserve a place for the kids in the international schools, or whatever it is, it's a document that can demonstrate that concrete steps were made to establish a new home in Portugal, you should qualify under this transitional regime, transitional arrangement, which is, of course, a good news story.
And for giving another example, in case the process related to obtaining the visa or residency permit was started before the year end, and if it is already appointed the residency visa application, for example. Those situations are specifically foreseen.
Okay, good.